I didn't listen to that. Good now.
Say
yeah, though.
After go.
Okay.
One, two, go. Hi,
hey,
guys.
Okay, my name is Nancy, and
I'm Naomi.
Okay.
And so this is gonna be our first episode, and what's this
podcast? This is our podcast, N Squared, and we're basically gonna talk about different things. You know, there's no one specific thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah, general topics. What the fuck?
Wait.
For a second, like, I got hanged for a sec.
Okay, and we have an Instagram page. And we're also going to have like one of those things where people can give their opinions on what they want us to talk about. And then we will try to focus on talking about those things as well.
Exactly.
And yeah, that's basically the purpose for our podcast, is just to talk, you know, because we do have like conversations and we have calls every day where we talk about different things. And
different kind of things that need people's opinion too.
Exactly.
And
we figured that this would be a good way to also share our opinion on certain topics as well. And the topic that we would try to discuss today is what women want.
Yeah, so we actually asked like different kind of people what kind of topic they want us to talk about. And this topic just, I don't know, it just caught our attention, I guess. And we decided to talk about this one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And when we got this topic, we decided to like ask some people that we know what do they want. Mainly girls, of course, because this topic is about women.
Yes. I asked some guys as well. So while Naomi would discuss the girls' answers, or we would discuss the answers together, but she would talk about the girls' answers, I'll also talk about the guys' answers as well, because I feel like they're also interesting.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like most of the girls would already like support the things I'm about to say, but okay. So the first one that I got was that they would want their guy to have money. I mean, like, who wouldn't want their guy to have money? They'll want their guy to have money, be stable, obviously. Just be stable. At least be able to take care of yourself before getting in any kind of relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And they just want, like, a partner that could give them, like, peace, happiness. Just be honest in the relationship, you know? I mean, my friends, those one like guys that are tall, they want height, so like, hey, I'm sorry, like, me, I'm already like 5'4". I do not want a guy that short. So
I feel like there's like that's something that I do want to touch on, because I was just thinking the other day, I literally was sitting there thinking, like, when girls say they want guys that are tall, do they always want guys that are, like, above 6 foot? Or do they just want guys that are taller than them? Because me, personally, I've never seen myself as a girl that focused on a guy's height. I've never dated a short guy, but I've never really looked for height when I was dating a guy. Like, I'm okay if he's taller than me. And I'm not that tall. So it's like, well, if I'm 6'6" and you're 6'8", or if I'm 5'6", I'm not 6'6". If I'm 5'6" and you're 5'8", it's like, okay, that's good enough, because you're taller than me. So now, you know, you don't have to feel some kind of way, because I feel like guys do feel inferior if they're shorter or if they're the same height in the relationship, you know? So it's not even about me. It's about, like, them, because I don't feel any way either ways, you know? But you,
like... 6 feet, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm
if
very,
you're up
very...
to 6'3".
Damn, no,
and you're
if you're
5'4".
If you're 5'4"
and you're looking for a guy that's no less than
6'3". Leave me alone, bro. If you're not up to 6 feet, like, what are you doing? I'm sorry,
you,
it's not your fault, but just be up to 6 feet, man.
Because there have been situations where it's like, okay, Naomi, this guy likes you. He's like, oh, he's short. And I'm looking at you like, you're short too. Like...
No, stop saying that. Bro, I'm literally 5'4". That's average height. 5'4.5".
No, it's 5'4.5",
first off. And that's average height. Stop telling me I'm short, bro. Very much average. Anyways. Don't be putting my business out here. Anyways, like I was saying, height is, you know, to some extent, very important. And most of them want, like, a guy. Most of the girls want a guy that's loyal. Who wouldn't want a loyal guy? Like, who wouldn't want a loyal guy?
I support that one.
And my friend also said, like, a solid partner, someone that knows what they want and don't be, like, wishy-washy, you know, just always trying to change their mind every second. Just just know what you want and make a decision with it.
Yeah, I do like a man that's firm on his word and his decision. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing more, you know... I don't know, for lack of a better word, there's nothing more sexy than a guy that says something and actually means what he says, and it doesn't change through the relationship. Like, if we first started talking and you're telling me this thing, I want to be hearing that same thing that you said in our talking stage 2 years into the relationship.
Like, I was about to like mention something about listening, like a partner that actually listens and remembers the thing you say, that
and also acts.
Listens and remembers, like,
because people don't understand communication is like it's not just listening, it's not just talking. You also have to act on what you learned. Like, that's when you complete the process. Else, it's gonna be like very repetitive. Like, it's gonna keep happening over and over again. Nobody wants that.
Communication is very, very important.
Extremely.
Do you have anything else to add to it, Nancy?
I see that some of your friends also said, like, someone that makes you feel taken care of. And I feel like that's also very important, because me now, I feel like I work a lot and I'm always doing something. And I don't want a man that's going to be, like, an extra stress or headache. Like, I want someone that I can go to work, and I can come back, and I can see someone that is just, you know, feels like, makes me comfortable, makes me feel like I can rest. Not someone that I'm coming back home to headache. Like, do you understand? I can't take that. So I understand someone that makes you feel taken care of, someone that takes things off your shoulder, not adds more things to your plate, you know?
Yeah,
I get it. Yes. Someone that makes you feel like they're your safe place is also nice, you know, but I feel like that also goes both ways. But women do want a man that they can feel like they can drop their guard down when he's around, you know. A built-in best friend that you can talk to, cry to, you know, and he wouldn't judge you. That's also very, very important.
And he also would, like, you know, be comfortable talking about his worries with you. Not for the whole thing to be, like, one-sided, only the girl trying to talk about her problems and he just be the one listening.
Like, honestly, when I think about my own ideal man, I'm thinking about someone that, of course, is a good listener, is good at communication in the sense that he's actually doing what we talk about. It's not just like I'm talking, or you're talking, and nothing is getting done.
Yeah, like just listening without no kind of action.
Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer in action. I don't even care what you have to say, because I've heard it all. Like, there's nothing I've not heard.
Literally.
So, like, you have to act on those words. Don't tell me those words. And, you know, I also like a guy that is not afraid to let his guard down. You know, like, if you feel like there's something going on, there's something wrong, like, I want you to talk to me about it, because I can feel it. Like, I can feel the energy. I can feel the negative energy.
Definitely.
And I'm just
going to
keep wondering what's going on.
Exactly. One thing, I don't know if people notice this, like, when you start liking someone and you start knowing the person very well, like, you could definitely tell when the person mood changes, like, you could tell. And you could definitely tell when the person is just trying to keep it, like, try to hide it away.
That's true. That is very true.
So it gets kind of uncomfortable. I mean, I get, like, there's some time that you wouldn't want to share, but I feel like you should be, maybe you could give the person, like, a little time, but after a while, you should be able to talk about the problem you're going through, instead of just, like, you know,
just
keeping
it
to yourself. Like, yeah, me, I was definitely this kind of person, but I got to a stage that I started working on myself, and, I mean, that was just recently. I started working on myself.
I feel like people underestimate the effect that has on their partner. Like, you would think to yourself, well, it doesn't matter, it's not your issue, but it's both of yours issue, because you cannot tell how your behavior changes with the situations that happen, you know, around you. You can't tell how that changes your behavior. But your partner can tell how that changes your behavior. Like, if you know me, I'm always a bubbly person. So when I'm down or when I'm acting some kind of way, my partner should be able to tell that I'm acting some kind of way. And you should even want to inquire to know why I'm acting that kind of way. But, like, I don't think I have ever been the person that really looked at people's physical qualities whenever I was looking for a partner. Like, I would, like, whenever, I remember when people used to ask me my type. And I would say, oh, like, dark skin, tall, like, nice haircut, beards. Like, I would say all the things that I thought I should say. But when I see people, I don't really, like, see people and get, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'm attracted to this person based on what I'm seeing. But when I hear them speak, I'm like, wait a minute, what did he just say? Like, like, he's sounding a little intellectual. He's sounding a little nice. Like, that's what I get attracted to. And I feel like I have to own up to it at this moment. Because if you
see
any guy that's, like, 4'2", but he's smart as heck, don't judge me. Because I don't really, like, I hate to say, but I don't really care about, like, the physical qualities. Because at the end of the day, if I was in a situation with a man that looked like freaking Michael B. Jordan and he did not have a lick of sense, I would be very, very irritated every time. Imagine saying, like, he would just be doing stupid, stupid things. Like, you would just be looking at the person that you're addicted to. Like, what the hell did I, like, who is this?
Oh, God.
And you now remember that you're dating for marriage. Like, so your children are going to
your just kids. Be
like this.
They're going to be learning from a dumb person.
So all your kids go to special needs class like this.
Yeah, just have a little sense. Just have a little
sense. Have sense. So don't just focus on the looks. Never focus. In fact, focus on the looks is going to take away from the sense. Just go and focus on sense. Leave the looks alone for now. Focus on sense, and when you've acquired that knowledge, go back for the looks.
You don't have to ignore all the looks, though. You don't.
You don't have to ignore all the looks, but the looks can always be acquired. Like it can always happen. It really can. And then I've not been one for, like, the whole, like, I don't know. Let me just leave that alone.
We all have girls that have different kind of requirements. I mean, Nancy's requirements can be different from mine, because
Yes, Fatu. Talk about yours as well.
Fatu, I mean, is know, wild.
Let them Fatu. Know as well.
Fatu is wild. When you said Fatu, I'm
I
like,
was exaggerating, though. I'm saying, don't take my word
for it. In my mind, I was like, Fatu. But to be honest, I don't know. Maybe I'm still going to manage like 5'8", I guess.
You said manage. You're 5'4".
Nancy, stop, bro. Nancy, stop. It doesn't, bro. Do you want my kids to be? You want my kids to be? No, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to perfect my kids' life here, okay?
Okay. So what's the tallest you would date? Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
I said, what's the tallest you would date?
The tallest I could date?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. Just be tall as possible.
Just be tall as possible. That's the thing, though. Like, what if he was 7 foot? Where would you be? You would usually be reaching his knees like this.
I don't,
like, come on.
Just be... Okay, let me... I guess, let me say... Let me say... 6'8". I don't have a boundary for however tall you are. But for shortness, I definitely have a boundary. Like 5'8".
Wow, that's actually crazy.
5'7". Let's just say 5'7".
So what else do you look at aside the height?
I look at their personality. I just feel like I really want someone that has respect. Like, just from the way they talk, you would know that, oh, this guy definitely has manners. The way he talks to people. And the way, you know, like, he represents himself, first up, like, I really look at that. And, I mean, you were mentioning not looking at the, man, I'm 100% looking at physical. Like, I just like a guy that knows how to dress. And someone that's very creative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's mostly what I look at. Height, your personality, and creativeness. That's all.
But it's not like I absolutely do not look at physical. I look at physical, but I don't let physical blind me from, you know, the whole personality and, you know, their mentality. Because the kind of person I am, I think a certain way. And I know that there's some people that, you know, like, we cannot cohabit. Like, it would not work based on the way they think. Like, me now, I cannot deal with someone that is, like, misogynistic. Like, we cannot even survive in the same environment for a long period of time. We can't have a successful conversation for 10 minutes.
No, you so just start getting to, like, disgusted.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I would get irritated so badly. Like, or like that guy that said... Like that one that said he wants to kidnap me. So if that one looked good or he was as tall as an Iroko tree, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm still going to get irritated. Like, that was supposed to be cute, but it's not cute.
I mean,
so it's like, some people don't know how to, like, talk. Some people don't know, like, how to, like, you know, some people do not. And then again, when you don't understand my jokes, because me, I be cracking jokes, and they're intellectual jokes sometimes, and you have to understand them, you know? Like, I cannot come and sit here and be explaining jokes to somebody in layman terms. Like, you can't do that to me, no?
That's why some people don't be getting sometimes, but, you know, just don't make it. Don't let someone explain jokes to you every time.
I'm telling you, it's very frustrating. Sometimes it's just like, okay, let's just forget about it. Like,
I know.
Yeah, since we can't understand
the shit. You would try explaining over and over, and this person is not getting it. At some point, the joke just turns not funny anymore.
It's not funny anymore, and they're really, really trying to understand it. Like, come on now. We can't do this.
Yeah.
Let me talk about the answers I got from the guys as well.
Yeah.
So from the guys, I had gotten that a woman wants a man that's protective, that that can provide her security. I believe that's true. I believe, men do think most times that women want that knight in shining armor, kind of guy that's gonna come save her. And some women do.
You don't get it wrong. Some women actually like guys that are very, very protective, and yeah.
But that can also be like kind of in a negative way as well.
I'm pretty
Like,
sure. I'm pretty sure no girls is looking for any kind of protectiveness in any kind of negative way. They're definitely looking the positive side.
They're looking for a
So,
guy that's gonna be like, okay, if there was clear danger, you would be like,
yeah.
okay, I'm gonna be there for you. I'm gonna stand in front of
Like,
it. You know, if
stay at
there
my
was
back.
clear danger,
Just
not
be
in
at
a
my back.
situation.
I'll
Yeah,
take care of this.
exactly. But let it not be someone that is excessively possessive. And you say you're doing it for security. Now it's going to get embarrassing. Not let us not be in a store where someone comes to ask for my number and you cause a scene. Like, I have it handled. If I don't have it
Yeah, like I
handled,
can
then I'm gonna
handle it
call my
myself.
knight in shining armor to come and protect me. But until then, it's handled. So that is, there's a gray area there. That can be good, that can
And that
also
can be bad
be.
at the same time. Yep.
But yeah, I got that as an answer. I got one like women are looking for guys that have money or that give them money or whatever.
I mean, yeah, most, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's just pretty obvious, but I feel like if you don't have money, just be able to first take care of yourself before getting in any kind of relationship,
If you can
Just.
take care of yourself successfully as a woman or a man in a relationship, you've already done half the work. If I can take care of myself and he can take care of himself, then that's done. And now we can focus on, now the money is gonna be for like gifts or trips
I mean,
or
no
just
guy
for
or
fun,
girl.
you know. It's not,
Exactly.
it's we're not depending on each other for survival. He doesn't need me to
Exactly.
feed him, and I don't need him to feed me. But we can have
Yeah.
fun with money,
No
you know.
guy
And I
or
feel like,
girl. No guy
I
or
feel like
girl would
until you,
want anyone like asking them for money every time, like every day. It wouldn't make any kind of sense.
exactly. And I feel like until you get to that point where you're able to feed yourself and you're able to clothe yourself and take care of yourself,
Just be
don't
able
get in a
to do that.
relationship. Just stay single.
Yeah,
Stay single
like
and in your parents' house.
Sandra, you don't even need to look for any kind of relationship. Just
Don't,
focus on getting better first.
because nobody
And
wants the
just, yeah, just being
liability.
yourself, please.
Like, all of us are struggling at this age. Like, who wants to come and be feeding and taking care of someone's child?
Tell
I don't
me,
understand.
tell me.
See, I look a buy dog like this. Look at they feed something, they clothe them. I don't understand. And I cannot fathom like completely taking care of someone that you're not responsible for in any way. Like, we're not
Absolutely,
married.
it does not even sound right at
It makes
all.
no
It
sense.
doesn't sound in
Like,
it.
it's okay if it's like an assistance occasionally, and this is like occasionally. Like, it's not like month to month or anything. It's just like, oh, okay, maybe I'm short right now. I'm not usually short, but I'm short right now. Can I please get some assistance? That's different. Because you're a couple, at the end of the day, you have to be there for each other and life happens. But if it's something that you make it seem like it's my responsibility and you're entitled to what you did not work for, that's a whole different thing. And that's, that's a whole different thing. But then again, I think I was having this conversation with someone about, how that's kind of the standard where we come from, where a man is responsible for the woman. Absolutely, like responsible. Like, even when they're just in a relationship, a dating situation, that it's normal for the man to be giving the girlfriend allowance.
Oh no.
I'm like, what is that?
Oh no,
I
what?
remember when I heard about girlfriend allowance for the first time, I called my ex. I'm like, wait a minute. Shay, we were dating and you did not tell me that I was entitled to girlfriend allowance. As the Yoruba boy that you are, like, what's going on?
Girlfriend allowance is
I'm
crazy.
telling you, it's
I've never
wild.
what?
It's absurd. It's absurd. Like, what the hell is a girlfriend allowance? Hey.
Okay, that's interesting because before, but I mean, if you
Yeah,
give
so
me
I
one, I
heard
wouldn't
about
be.
them.
If you give me one, I wouldn't say no to it.
I'm
But
not going to reject, but
hey,
I've never asked for
yeah, but I
one.
wouldn't ask for it.
That's wild.
Yeah,
It is.
that's this is my first time hearing of that.
And then you as a guy as well, if you see that that's the kind of person that you're getting a relationship with, nobody tied your legs. If you cannot afford it, you just leave. I'm tired of people staying in bad relationships and complaining about
Seriously,
being in a
like,
bad relationship. Like, say they put you inside a bottle.
if you know
Like,
there's something that you don't like in a relationship or it's not working out, and you've talked about it with your partner over and over again, seriously, I don't see any reason. If something isn't working out in a relationship and you guys have tried over and over, over and over, and it's not working out, me, I don't see any reason why you keep holding on. Except you really, really love that person, but yeah. Oops.
But those are all the answers that I remember from the guys as yeah,
Oh,
that's
that's good. They really gave like really good answers. I liked it. They really did give good answers. But yeah, guys, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's like a wrap of like the whole topic we're gonna talk about today. And you guys heard what we got from our friends, and you guys heard of our own opinion too. So, I mean, we would really love like a
Hear more.
feedback, yeah, like a feedback from you guys, and see how our first episode was. And if y'all want to hear like any kind of topic from us, DM us. We're on Instagram mostly, and yeah.
And on WhatsApp as well,
That's only if y'all have our numbers, but I message, okay?
So, but yeah, that I think that's it for today. We've done almost 30 minutes. That's amazing. Thank you so much for listening, if you do listen. And we would try to keep it stable and do it once a
Yeah,
week.
because yeah, this first episode took
Yes, and if
yeah.
this first episode was like successful, so we definitely have our rhythm now. So it should not have to take forever for the next episode to come out. But
Definitely.
thanks for the people that were reminding us. Thanks for bearing with
Yeah,
us.
kept asking for our first episode.
Yes,
Yeah,
so
really, really.
it don't
Thank
matter to come
y'all
now. Thank
for
you.
real.
Thank you.
But anyways, thank you guys for listening, and follow us on Instagram, and make sure y'all just keep an eyes on us. Keep your eyes on us, sorry. But
Yes.
yeah.
Okay,
I think
bye-bye.
that's a bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.